Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. We certainly count it a privilege and an honor to come to you this morning on this beautiful Sunday morning, and glad that the Lord has provided this opportunity and this privilege for us. We'd like to invite you to come worship with us anytime that you feel led and able. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, just out of the Woodsdale community there. And our service times 10 a.m. on Sunday morning for Sunday school. Worship follows at 11, Sunday evening at 6. We worship again, and then on Wednesday evening at 6, we have a Bible study and a youth service. And we invite you out to any and all of those. And we're making preparation now. I'll give you a little early announcement. Next month, on the 14th and the 15th of September, New Bethel Association of United Baptists will be meeting with us 10:30 on Friday morning, 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, and worship times at 7 each evening. And it's our 50th annual session, and we'd invite any and all of you to come join us in that and just come fellowship with us. Maybe in the past you've been a part of our association, maybe you're just a good friend of it, maybe you just like to see what it's all about. Well, come join us. We'd love to have you. So this morning, if you would bow with us for a word of prayer. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come before you today, Lord, grateful for the blessings and the privileges of life. Father, as we hold your blessed word in our hand, Father, as we ponder it in our minds, as we hold it dear in our heart this morning, God, we're so thankful that you made a way, Lord. Father God, we're so thankful that you handed it down unto men such as us, Lord. And God, this morning we might have the privilege and the honor, Lord, of delving into it, Father, to study it but for a few moments of time. I convinced, O Lord, that it was settled in heaven long before the world began, and O Lord, convinced fully as the prophet of old, that it will accomplish whereunto you send it. So, Lord, this morning we trust you to send it forth, God. Lord, whether it's a lost heart, Father, whether it's one that needs encouragement, strength, whatever it might be today, Lord, we leave them in your loving hands, Father. Many are sick, Lord, greater the lost. Father, down through this week been many tragedies one more time, but oh God, we know you're able this morning to comfort, Lord, to succor them, Lord, to help, to strengthen, and most of all, to save to the uttermost, God. Father, bless now the reading of your word, Father, the teaching, the preaching, the gathering of your children from place to place. Bless Brother Mark, have the good station here, Lord. Father, we appreciate the ministry, God, and the opportunity that's been provided through them, Lord. I be with our young men and women in service of our country. Again, Lord, bless us now in these few moments of time. For these favors we ask in the holy name of Jesus, and amen. This morning we're trying to hasten along today, and maybe a verse, a thought out of the 19th chapter and that of the book of Revelation, and then we're going to turn back into the Old Testament for a few moments of time. But in Revelation 19:9, and he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. I begin to think about this morning what it's like to be invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Brother, to have this privilege, this opportunity today to know how that one day this veil of sorrows, how one day the troubles of this old earth will be behind us, and we'll have the opportunity together there together. And brother, I thought how that in preparation of a marriage, our daughter married not too many months ago, and in preparation while the invitations were prepared and they were sent to the right families and to the right homes, to the individuals, how to invite them to come celebrate with us, how with our family. Brother, this morning the invitation goes out. Brother, for thousands of years men have stood and declared that you're invited this morning to be a part of this. Brother, what a great privilege it is. Brother, to be a blood-bought, born-again child of the King. I know this morning that times have changed in our culture.
And brother, it used to be more the norm, I guess you'd say, or more common, for people to gather in God's house, for people to claim Christ as their Savior. And brother, but we've come to a time where it's kind of falling out of vogue, as they say. And brother, but I'm here to remind you, it's the only way from earth to glory. And brother, you can tap your toe to the good songs. And brother, you can enjoy a variety of Christian music. But if your heart's not right with God, you'll never never sit down to that marriage feast of the Lamb. But quickly this morning, I'm not going to read, but I'll tell you where how that accounts from, that you might read it after a while. In 2 Samuel in the 9th verse, or the 9th chapter, excuse me. Brother, I will read maybe a verse there. And the 11th verse says, "Then said Ziba unto the king, according to all that my lord the king hath commanded, his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, I said to the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's son." I'm blessed his sweet name this morning. You and I have an invitation. I'd eat at the king's table today. I know Mephibosheth, brother, was the lame son of Jonathan. You can read the account of how that he was fallen upon and lamed in his youth. Brother, but after Saul was gone and Jonathan was gone, brother, David said, "Is there not any left?" Brother, of Saul's children, descendants, that I might shew kindness unto them. Brother, this is a great example of grace this morning. Too many look out and say, "Well, we could use that man or that woman. Maybe they'll bring a good offering. Maybe they'll bring a family with them." Brother, let me tell you something. David looked upon Mephibosheth, that little lame boy, not because of what he could do, but he said because of his father and his grandfather there. Brother, for Jonathan's sake, he said, "This morning you and I have the privilege, the invitation to the marriage supper, not because of our skills or abilities, not because of our talents, brother, but it's the grace of God, that unmerited favor God extended unto us." Brother, they said, "Yes, David, there's one left, just a little lame boy, he won't be much good to you." David said, "I bring him here." Boy, he said, "I've got a seat for him at the table." I'm blessed, God, this morning. I'm so thankful. One morning God said, "Son, I've got a seat at my table for you. Won't you come and eat? Come take your place at the king's table this morning." Brother, there's no reason. God's little lambs and God's little sheep out in the briars and the brambles trying to find something to eat. Brother, sit down at the king's table. Brother, eat the feast. That is the word of God this morning. Brother, you don't have to listen to the tales and the fables. You don't have to listen to the stories and the offenses. Brother, come and listen to the word of God. And Jesus said, "It'll set you free this morning." Brother, I don't know about you, but I'm glad today. I've been told many things, brother, and when I've been told, I come back to that word of God. I look upon it. Brother, I sit down at the king's table. Brother, and I eat a king's feast. You can eat the crumbs if you want. Brother, but I'm going to sit down to the bounty of the harvest. Brother, with my blessed Lord. Yeah, my friend. How the invitation's given today. How you've been invited. Not based on where you've been or what you've done. How the Bible reminds us we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. How that's already settled. Let's not. No reason to even debate who needs to come this morning. All takes into account every last one of us. I'm brother. The only question is, my friend, have you accepted the invitation? Have you taken the time? Old John said, what manner of love is this? How the Father hath bestowed upon us. How that we should be called the sons of God. I'm brother. This morning, just like one of the king's sons, how God's give us the privilege, how to sit down at his table, how little Mephibosheth, I couldn't get there of his own accord, I'm rather lame in his feet, how weakness befallen him, how he couldn't walk up, I'm rather he couldn't go in and labor, and David said no matter, I'm rather because of Jonathan, my friend, read carefully this morning how the book of Romans, and you'll find that if we believe how that his righteousness is imputed unto us, I'm rather no, we're not worthy, I'm my friend, but oh, this morning, grace I has been given. I shared maybe a few weeks ago, and brother, mercy said I didn't have to go to hell. I'm brother, grace said not only do I not have to go to hell, I'm brother, but I can go to heaven this morning. I take my seat there at the marriage supper of the Lamb. My friend, how we gonna celebrate? How we gonna rejoice? I'm brother, we gonna worship the Lamb. How today worthy? How worthy is the Lamb? How to receive praise of men? I'm brother, worthy is the Lamb this morning. How today as we come together? How the Bible reminds us? How of the banquet in house of God? And he set his banner over us is the banner of love. My friend, isn't it time to come back to the green pastures of the love of God this morning? I'm brother, where you can lie down, where you can have your soul restored. How you say, preacher, I can't measure up, nor can I, my friend. But I'm here to tell you, his righteousness was imputed unto me. Brother, for Jonathan's sake, how David shewed that kindness unto Mephibosheth. I'm brother, for the son's sake this morning, how God sent that invitation to me. I come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. How Jesus said, I'll give you rest. How my friend, how there's a seat at the king's table for you. How you're invited to come. But listen, I like any invitation. How you're free to receive it or reject it. It becomes your choice this morning. Whether you want to sit there or not. Brother, you're free to eat of the briars and the brambles. Or you can find somewhere. Whether teaching and preaching the word of God. Brother, and the word will set you free. It'll break the shackles and the chains. Men carry around with them. So this morning, look closely. I examine. I see where you stand. I be sure of your life. I be sure of your choice. I be sure of your commitment this morning. As you wake up on this Sunday morning, I'm brother, for the child of God, for the blood bought and the born again, there is no decision. You belong at the house of God. I'm brother, you need to be somewhere where they're lifting up the precious name of Jesus today. Sitting at the Lord's table, my friend, at the king's table, where you can eat of the bounty, Oh, bless His sweet name this morning. Isn't it good to know that He's prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies, David said. Oh, my friend, we can rejoice and be glad today. Brother, we can thank God this morning. We can sit down and eat that king's fare at the king's table, knowing that it's been granted unto us through His mercy and by His grace. Oh, my friend, you're invited. Won't you come today? Won't you take time to answer the invitation and answer the call and come? God loves you this morning, and so do we. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. Thank you for taking time to listen this morning. God bless you.